Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is from our 2016 Authority Conference hosted by Dr. Billy Brim and Pastor Chip Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how to get your copy of this powerful conference today.
Dial it in. Are you in covenant with God? Were agreements made? Were agreements made? Amen. Then He had a covenant with you. Dial it in. Now here, how does this help us? How does this all apply to us? Well, here's the connection. Galatians 3:29. If ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise that he made with Abraham. So when you dial it in, you'll see there's a thread of covenant relationship woven all through the New Testament. Not just from the Old Testament, the New Testament. And here's how the Lord told me to tell you it. He said in the Old Testament or the Old Covenant, agreements were made. He said, you came to me with an agreement. You came to me and believed and received me into your heart. He said, the covenant began. He said, watch the woven, watch the ties. He said, in the old they exchanged coats. In the new, He has given us the robe of righteousness. Jesus even taught it to the prodigal son. Get a robe on his back. He was thinking covenant the whole time. Why? For my name's sake. That boy's in covenant with me. But daddy, I slept with the pigs. I've blown all my money. I've wasted my life. Son, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're in covenant, don't you see? The other brother couldn't see it. But don't you see, boys? It's covenant. Doesn't matter what you've done or how much time you wasted. A robe is sitting there waiting for you. It's still there. Amen. And that robe signifies authority. You have authority. You wear that robe proud. Get the fatted calf and let's celebrate. Jesus told that story. What was he trying to get the cross to him? Covenant. At communion, covenant. Amen. Glory to God. In the old covenant, weapons were exchanged. My armor is your armor. My enemies are your enemies. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brother. Finally, we know by Rick Renner, if you haven't got anything else, get this. The most important thing is about to be said. Well, some pretty important things were said before Ephesians 6. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God. Why? It's covenant, son. You have my armor. My armor is your armor. My weapons are your weapons. Your enemies are my enemies. My God, I don't see things different. I see things differently now. I'm acting differently now. My vision has been cleared. I've got a new focus on things. In the Old Testament, names were exchanged. And in the New Testament, these signs shall follow them that believe that in my name they shall cast out devils. Glory to God. We have the name. The name above every name. The name that every knee shall bow on heaven and earth and beneath earth. Amen? In the Old Testament, there was the way of the blood. In the New Testament, it says in Hebrews, we have a new way of living, a new living way to approach God, the blood of Jesus that was shed. He made a way for us to have a relationship, a covenant relationship with God the Father. Are you covenant-minded? Are you dialed in? In the old, there was a covenant meal. In the new, Jesus was not only the blood sacrifice, He was the covenant meal. He said, I am the living bread which comes down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. That's covenant-minded. He was talking covenant there. All through the New Testament, covenant is woven. We need to be more covenant-minded. When we become more covenant-minded, we're going to become more blood-minded. And the importance and make much of that blood. God, because of that covenant, Jesus, the blood you shed for me. Woo! I now have authority to take my seat. I have his coat, he has mine. Glory to God. Woo! I've been robed with righteousness. Amen? And finally, a curse was pronounced with terrible penalties. And this is where our covenant differs. In the new, even though we've all been guilty of breaking the terms of the covenant, but now, the new covenant, we have been freed of the penalty of the curse. From Jesus' birth to Calvary, he never broke the terms of the covenant. Jesus didn't. And then at the cross, he bore the curse. You know what he did? He bore the penalty of the curse so that you and I would never have to bear it. Aren't you thankful? Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it was written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit of faith. What about now, I want to ask you? What about at this time? Mom, do you have that book, The Authority of the Believer by Brother Hagin, with you? Or did you take it back? Does anybody have that? Mom, find that place where it's written, where you read that night about there will be a people. What about the plan now? What about God's plan? You ever heard Mom preach, oh, what a planner, oh, what a plan? What about now, Lord? This covenant now. What about the plan now? And I thought about, here we are at the University of Oklahoma. And I grew up an OU fan. Boomer! That was for all you Texas people. Ushers, I need protection, I think. I think of the old days of Bud Wilkerson and my dad and I sitting on the porch listening to that transistor radio. You didn't watch the TV. Games weren't just on all the time. We had three channels. That was it. And we had the rabbit ears and barely got them. And I had to hold the rabbit ears most of the time. I was the remote control. There we are. Turn it. We would listen to the great years of Boomer Sooner, and Barry Switzer came along, and we'd heard announcers say stuff like, Jiminy Christmas, and I mean we would jump up and down. We would hear Barry Switzer and some of the inspirational talks he would do for the game and after the game and halftime, and would motivate players. And I was thinking about that as I was doing a Super Bowl message, you know, lately, just in our church. And I thought about all the years that I had been as a player and all the inspirational messages that I heard. Yeah! You know, and then as I got into coaching, you know, the anointing would be on me and I'd give them and yeah! And whoo! They're awesome. Get your game face on and get ready. And I was going to tell our church, I said, God, what would you do? What would you tell us right now? If you came down, or you sent Jesus down and they got the rolled up program like a coach would have. And he's meeting us in this locker room. We're in a locker room right now without the smell, thank God. What if he came down and he rolled that up? I said, Lord, what would be the plan? What would be the speech? I want to know. Those inspired me. I remember the one in the 1980 hockey when we beat U.S. Russia, the greatest upset ever. Great moments are born from great opportunities. That's what you have here tonight, men. Young boys facing these pro men. That's what you earned here tonight. The Russians had their time. This is our time. I think about the church. This is our time. Abraham had his time. David had his time. Brother Hagin had his time. This is our time. Woo! Glory to God. I said, Lord, what would you say to us? Then Mama read that last night. A few of us have barely gotten to the edge of that authority. But before Jesus comes again, there's going to be a whole company of believers. That's us.
Yes.
Say that's me.
That's me.
Who will rise up. They will rise up to a whole different level. They're going to focus in more. They're going to rise up with the authority that is theirs. They will know what is theirs. I think that's that covenant too. And they will do the work that God intended they should do. I said, God, what would you... Now let me turn. I'm not going to tell you where yet, because I got to do this all out. Now this is... I was reading in Ephesians 1, and I'm going to start with that verse right there. Hold on, let me finish this game of solitaire. Hold on. I'm almost winning. Okay, I'm joking. I'm reading this. Now, watch this. Now, don't you know that God knows me? And he knows how I think and see that I've been a coach, right? And if he wants me to see something that in the Bible, he'll let me see it. He'll show and guide me to it. So I'm sitting there reading in Ephesians, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. I'm sipping my coffee. Praise God, that's good. I like that. This is a new living. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God, I just meditated on that a little bit. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. That is what he wanted to do, and he gave it gave him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear son. He's so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. He showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. And then, verse 9. God has now revealed to us his mysterious plan regarding Christ. A plan to fulfill his own good pleasure. And this is the plan.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 Authority Conference in Oklahoma City. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. And visit our website for archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org, BILLYEBRIM.ORG.